All this week, as part of our series Senior Thesis, we've brought together rookies and veterans in different fields for some honest dialogue about careers. Today, aerospace. Jamie Katzer just finished at the University of Washington and is about to start an engineering program at Boeing. She sat down with Carolyn Corvey, who blazed a trail for women executives at the airplane maker. Corvey started at Boeing in 1974 with a history degree, and by the time she retired in 2009, she was Senior Vice President of Airplane Programs and Supplier Management.
So I wanted to ask you, I know you've taken some ground school and you've flown a little bit, if you were going to pursue now you're getting your pilot's license.
Yeah, I'm really starting to think more seriously about it and getting really excited because when I was 16 and taking pilot lessons, I had no idea what was going on with the airplane, really. And so I was fascinated. It's one of the reasons I wanted to do the aerospace engineering was to figure out why everything that I was doing to manipulate the airplane was working.
Yeah, I think that's great. You know, there's a lot of people, of course, that work at Boeing that have flown or have their license. One of the things that if you're not a pilot, but you just work there, whether it's in manufacturing or an engineer, you know, one of the things you don't really understand is how the airline uses the airplane. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think you do, but you don't really. And so we had a program where I got to fly, too. So I'd never flown an airplane before. And in fact, when I went in the Cessna, I'd never even been in the simulator yet. So I went to Boeing Field and met the instructor pilot, and I went to get into the right-hand side of the airplane. And he said, no, you're going to get in the left side. You're going to fly. And I'm like, I talk about being intimidated. So we did, and it was great.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering how you made the decision between like going the managerial route or not. I don't know. Is it something that you just knew?
Yeah, I kind of did. You know, one of the things that's a little bit different between the two of us is, you know, you have a really strong technical background, and I didn't. I guess I didn't really think about it as much as it seemed more natural. It was easy for me to be able to engage with people, to set some objectives, and then figure out how we would accomplish them. So in a way, I think it kind of evolved in a more natural way than I had a plan that I wanted to go into management because that would make me somehow, you know, more successful.
Was it scary for you not knowing, not having the technical background?
At the beginning, it was. I guess it always was, yeah. You know, I think until the day I retired, I was always a little bit intimidated by the people who had more technical expertise. The great thing about a company, though, like Boeing, is that I could call anybody. If I had a question about how thrust reversers work, you know, I could find somebody in the company. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, they would have me come to their office and they'd have drawings out all over the table because you know what people love to talk about is what they do. And so I was always felt like I was lacking because I didn't have that knowledge myself. But on the other hand, you know, I always felt like I could find someone to help me and then use that knowledge to make better informed management decisions.
Mm-hmm. So I know that in your past, you have managed people that are older than you, and you've had bosses that maybe didn't want women in their teams. And so I was wondering how you found the courage to deal with those situations.
Yeah, well, probably much the same way that you've had the courage to go become an aeronautical engineer. I don't imagine that was always easy either, you know, with all those guys at the U. You know, sometimes you just have to summon up the courage. You know, this kind of funny story about working for somebody who I'm not so sure it was just because I was a woman, but because I'd never worked in that department before and I was an outsider and I was a woman and I was a lot of things that had never been there before and maybe a little bit outspoken as well. But when I first started to work in that department, they put my office way far away from everybody else out in the factory, and there was nobody else working there. It was completely dark. I was in an office that was all by itself. So one day I heard one of my peers had kind of befriended me. He's a great guy, and he told me that a guy that was in their office building where all my peers were and my boss was going to be moving. And I said, I'm moving into his office. And he said, well, I think you should come and ask first. And I said, I'm not asking anybody. I'm moving this weekend. Will you come in and help me? So I put all my stuff in some boxes, and he came and helped me with a cart. And Monday morning, I was in that office. Well, you know, there were a lot of really surprised people there. But, you know, there I was. And so now I had to go to the staff meetings because I was right there. And so sometimes you just have to have the courage to do stuff, and because mm-hmm. you know it's right.
Mm-hmm. Is there any advice that you have for young graduates?
So often in a big company, I think, or any company, you'll see people kind of sucking up, I'll say, or trying to ride on the coattails of a person above them who they think is influential. First of all, you know, it kind of alienates them from their peers. And the second thing is, you never know what's going to happen to that person anyway. They may not be there in 6 months. But, you know, the people who you work with day to day and the people who work for you, don't ever discount that. Those people are really, really important to you and you are important to them.
Thank you so much for meeting with me today. It was really a pleasure to hear some of your experiences.
Well, thanks, Jamie. It's been fun to meet you. And I'm going to follow your career now.